Our reading for tonight is actually the next few verses from our gospel text appointed for this week, Matthew chapter 20. We pick up at verse 17. And as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of Jesus. You've heard the term rat race, running around with your head cut off, running ragged, things just crazy all the time, and perhaps with those of us who still have children at home, that's the way we feel almost every day of the year. Or perhaps it's just the unsettling nature of not knowing when the other shoe is going to drop, of what's going to happen with that which shall not be named. The changes coming out of Washington, yada, yada, yada. Busy, 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 lots of movement. And for us, this is a great time to be here in God's house. It's a good time to be people of faith who have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This week is Septuagesima, means approximately 70 days before Easter. We are in the pre-Lent portion of the church year, and it's all about movement and busyness and preparation. It's all about moving towards Easter. Let's see if you can remember the text that we read on Sunday appointed for this week. Hopefully you've had a chance to meditate on them in your own, or in your devotions. Our Old Testament text was Exodus 17. And guess what? The people of Israel are doing what? Moving around, moving in stages from place to place, making their way where? To the Promised Land, of course. Of course, it'll take them 40 years, a whole generation, to get there. Remember that the next time you get a little impatient. In the midst of that, they have needs. They are thirsty. They have cravings. They need water. They cry out to God, and he miraculously provides them with water from, of all things, a rock. And then our epistle text for the week, also all about movement and busyness, begins with Paul talking about a race from 1 Corinthians 9 and 10. Runners running in a race, exertion, sweat, difficulty, huffing and puffing, runners in a race, which then references, in conclusion, the people of Israel that we heard about in our Old Testament text, who moved and got thirsty themselves and drank from a rock. Which brings us then to the gospel text appointed for this week, Matthew 20. The parable of the vineyard. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like the master of a vineyard who goes out and works in the vineyard. Goes out and takes care of that which he has been given charge of. He hires the laborers. And he goes and he hires more and more. He works his vineyard. And he does it in a very generous way. All of these texts for this week point to movement, running a race, hard work that benefits others. So, just for grins and giggles, what actually is Jesus doing 70 days before Easter? What is he actually doing there at this time before Easter? You see, the end of December, after what we would call Christmas, we find Jesus in Jerusalem for the feast of dedication of the temple. And there he teaches about the sheep hearing his voice from John chapter 9, and immediately after John chapter 10, they try to stone him. You see, he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. How do you receive your Lord and Savior in the midst of the hustle and bustle and movement of your life? He then moves from there. He travels, he races to beyond the Jordan, or the old historical term is Bethabara. From there, he races, travels, moves to Bethany, where he raises his best friend Lazarus from the dead. Then he goes to Ephraim, at which point, in the midst of all of Jesus' movement, Caiaphas, unknowingly and probably without faith, prophesies that it would be good for one man to die for all the people. Do you see where all of this movement, all of the racing and the struggle is going to end? You see where yours will end? Then Jesus goes to Judea. And that's the largest chunk of our readings that we'll have leading up to Easter. Lots of healings, lots of parables. And then we come to a rich young ruler who approaches Jesus and desires to be saved, but sadly has only faith in himself as opposed to faith in Jesus. And then, if you're following all the chronological events, then comes the parable for this week. Approximately 70 days or so before Easter, the vineyard and the benevolent master. But there's still more to the story, which is why I read what comes next. The gospel for the week is Matthew 20, 1 to 16, but 17, Jesus leaves Judea and heads to Jerusalem, but not before telling his disciples, "See, we are going to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be delivered. He'll be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. They will deliver him over to the Gentiles, and he will be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he'll be raised on the third day." Jesus tells them ahead of time what is going to happen. But even then, he doesn't go directly to Jerusalem. If you follow the rest of the chronology, the steps leading up to Easter itself, he makes stops in both Jericho and Bethany, and then and only then does he enter Jerusalem for Holy Week. Now, what does all of this have in common? In the midst of the hustle and bustle, what is the one thing that holds your very life together as well? Well, Jesus is your rock. He is the rock who provides water for you when you thirst, springs of living water, water that can truly quench a sinner's thirst, water of absolution, of forgiveness free and clear, given to you to be received in faith. Jesus is the master of the house who gives you work to do, who hires you, giving you vocations, jobs, and callings, some that might come early in your life, some that might come later. But the pay is the same. Forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. And lest you be confused about who this rock is and what he has done for you in his life, his suffering, his death, and his glorious resurrection, well, let's go back to the middle of the sandwich, shall we? To the epistle text, the one about one runner will receive the prize and only one. It's not you. Jesus has won the race of life itself for you. Jesus is the one who has conquered death for you. Jesus is the one and the only one by whom you will receive any prize at all at the end of all things. And he wins it all. He runs this race, travels around, and we focus on these things for good reason in the church. Because in Christ, the rock, the benevolent master of the house, the runner who wins it all, he freely gives everything he is and has to you. Be of good cheer, little flock. Have no fear, little flock. In the name of Jesus.